Iowa High School Athletic Association wants to make sure that the best two wrestlers from each weight class advance to district competition. So if you haven't wrestled, the person that finishes third and you are the one that finishes second, it's a true wrestle back. The third place and the second place finishers will go at it, man on man, head to head, to determine the district qualifier.
And that's what I love about wrestling. You know, it is a man on man. The best guy is going to win.
Yeah, and the best guy doesn't always win, but the guy that wrestles the best wins. Two Sheraton wrestlers wrestling right now, Jason, at 160 pounds. We've got Ben Adams going against Avery Hutton from Centerville. They are in a scoreless tie with a minute and 30 seconds left in the first period. And the winner set wrestler at 171, Hunter Davis, pins his opponent, Preston Peterson. Oh, no, excuse me. That is a Cardinal score there. We are...
See, we're gonna.
That was 152 pounds, the winner set wrestler. John Wright pins Brock Amos from Sheraton in the first period. So Wright will advance to wrestle Trenton Carson from Cardinal in the second round.
Want to mention that we'll be bringing you updates as sectionals are underway down at Eddyville Blakesburg, Class 1A sectionals. And we're going to be bringing updates to Tony Johnston down there at the Rocket Stadium or Rocket High School, and he'll bring us updates.
We are equal opportunity wrestling fans here.
Absolutely.
From the Sheraton High School Gymnasium. We're watching sectional wrestling at 2A. The 1A wrestlers are at Eddyville today, and we'll keep you updated on all those results.
We have a pin over at...
That's Ben Adams. He gets the pin. Ben Adams from Sheraton, the junior, over Avery Hutton of Centerville. That was a 160-pound match. That match, Ben Adams, he'll go on to wrestle Josh Richards from Cardinal at 160 pounds.
Looks like Andrew Doss is going to come out, and he's going to wrestle 189. Now, this is a more reasonable spot for Andrew. He's not wrestled at this spot. He's had to wrestle up the entire year.
This is Andrew's first bout, I believe, at 189 pounds, and he looks similar size to the 189-pounder that he's wrestling right now. That a lot better than the 215
absolutely.
That he was wrestling earlier.
Andrew's really been a great teammate, taking whatever spot he had to fill.
Yeah, he's wrestled 285, 215, and now 189 pounds. He's wrestling against a winner set wrestler today at 189, Connor Roach. It's Doss versus Roach here at the Sheraton High School Gymnasium. Quick two-point takedown on the single leg for Roach. And they work, going through 1 minute 30 seconds here in the first period. 2-0, Roach over Dossett.
Just to rehash where we've been at 112, Bob Belzer stepped in at 112 and got the pin for Albie right out of the gate. Bobby moves to 22-1 on the season. Jesse Jensen came out at 125 and got the pin. Followed up with another pin by Caleb White at 135.
So first three matches were bonus points.
Yep. So Albie
Andrew
Dossett
tries the side roll there, folks, and gets caught halfway through it, and three quick back points, but he rolls out of it now, and it's an escape. 5-1 your score at 189 pounds. Andrew Dossett from Albia versus Connor Roach from Winterset. Roach in the lead.
Both wrestlers at the center of the mat on their feet.
This will be the final bout in the pigtail matches, folks. There are six teams here for the sectional tournament. If there were more than six wrestlers, there was a pigtail match, and this is the final pigtail match at 189 pounds. It's Andrew Dossett from Albia versus Connor Roach from Winterset.
Roach gets the takedown, gets two extra points. He's out in front, 7-1.
He's out front, 7-1. After this match, they've announced they're going to take a break, so it'll give us a chance to take a break as well and get you folks caught up with a concise rundown of all the action here from the Sheraton High School Gymnasium sectional wrestling here.
It'd be a good time during the break to, while you're listening to our sponsors, to give a call out to your friends or family from around the country, around the world, that they can join us too at www.kiicradio.com and catch all the action all day long.
Or if you have friends that are from one of the other schools that are here, schools here, of course, are Albia, Sheraton. You've got Clark of Osceola, Centerville, Winterset, Cardinal of Eldon, and was that all six of them, Jason?
I think you rattled them off there, Joe.
All right. Well,
not bad, buddy.
Not bad for an apprentice. Folks, I'm an apprentice radio announcer. Everything that I have learned, I've learned from Joe Millage and Jason Summers, and maybe I'm not a very quick study, but we're doing the best that we can here from the Sheraton High School Gymnasium.
You ran right by us, Joe. That's Albion, Centerville, Central, Decatur, Sheraton, Clark, and Winterset. And then it'll move on to districts, and that's going to be at Winterset, if I'm not mistaken.
That is right. The district tournament next Saturday in Winterset. Start the second period here. It's 9-1. Andrew Dawson finds himself trailing over Connor Roach of Winterset. And with a minute and 35 seconds ticking down here in the final pigtail match at 189 pounds from the Sheraton High School Gymnasium. Half Nelson puts Andrew Dawson on his back. Score the pin for Connor Roach with a minute and 27 left in the second period. We'll go to second round action with three pins for the Albion wrestlers.
Not a bad, no, a real nice first round, and got those bonus points. Sets things up for the next round of action, which is going to be exciting wall-to-wall. We're going to be right back here. Of course, we'll get you updated from what's going on down in Eddyville-Blakesburg and keep all this wrestling news going throughout the day. And you're listening to Albion Southern Iowa Wrestling right here on the Thunder, Thunder Country KIC.
Bet and Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Bet and Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Bet and Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Being prepared doesn't come with consequences, it comes with rewards. And if you want to look ahead at baling season, Barker Implement and John Deere will give you those money-saving offers. During the Green Fever sales event, you'll be able to choose how you're rewarded. Whether it's a large amount of cash back or a financing offer worth raking in, learn more about the legendary John Deere 568 Round Baler Savings at ebarkers.com or visit us at Barker Implement, powered by Green, driven by values.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
Bluff Creek Archery, along with Lake Miami, is hosting the first annual ice fishing tournament on Saturday, February the 12th at Lake Miami. Registration starts at 8 a.m. on the east boat ramp. Your two-person team will begin fishing at 9 a.m. through 2 p.m. There is no entry fee, but you must have a current 2011 fishing license. There will be prizes for the biggest crappie, biggest bluegill, and the heaviest stringer. Plan to attend this first annual fishing tournament hosted by Bluff Creek Archery and Lake Miami. You can pre-register at Bluff Creek Archery in Albion. Bluff Creek Archery sells all your fur, fish, and game licenses.
Albion Motors, your locally owned Ford dealership, has been quietly doing business since 1950. Stop in and visit with Jack or Mike and let them show you what Ford has to offer you. There's a large selection of new and used vehicles to fit your needs. Take a test drive in any one of the new vehicles on the lot and see what Ford has done. The new Taurus is totally new and not like your daddy's Taurus. If it's a pickup you desire, the new F-150. It's not just a pickup truck, it's a Ford F-150. Albion Motors is proud to support the Albion Blue Demons.
Hi folks, this is Kevin Oucher, Albia Hy-Vee. We are a proud sponsor of all Albia High School Athletics. So for the best deals and the best service, shop your employee-owned Albia Hy-Vee food store.
Thomas Highway 5 in Albia has some deals for you on automobiles. A 2005 Ford F-3650 duly priced at $24,750. A 2004 Chevy Silverado priced at $10,500. A 2004 Dodge Ram 1500 only $97.50. And a 2003 Dodge Ram 2500 priced at $15,400. They've also got a Chrysler Town & Country fully loaded van. It's a 2007 priced at $13,950. See Thomas Highway 5. Great deals on automobiles.
As the winter wind blows, we want to remind our community Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, We're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Mick Furniture in Albia is your hometown family-owned furniture store that is your local authorized Whirlpool dealer. Replace your washer or dryer, check out the full line of Whirlpool washers and dryers at Mick Furniture. If you're looking for a traditional top-load machine, Whirlpool now has the H2 low-wash system that automatically senses the size of each load and uses less water to deliver better cleaning performance and gentleness. The H2 low Whirlpool washer with the EcoBoost option uses up 74% less water and 77% less energy. Now that is a cost savings you can take to the bank.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
This is Dina LaRue with Sheraton Valley Electric. Your heating and cooling system is the biggest energy user in your home. Please keep these tips in mind to save both energy and money. Keep your heating and cooling system well-maintained by having periodic maintenance checks. Insulate ducts that pass through unheated spaces. Inspect and replace furnace filters at least once every other month during the heating season. Install a programmable thermostat. And if building a new home, consider equipment with high energy efficiency ratings. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
This is Monroe County Hospital's Health Watch.
Cervical cancer is currently the second leading cause of cancer death among women worldwide. Cervical cancer can be prevented in most cases. A pap smear is a highly effective cervical cancer screening tool, detecting abnormal cervical changes long before they become cancerous. However, the pap smear is not a diagnostic test, and regular pap smears are needed to detect any abnormal changes that may become cancerous. The HPV vaccine, known as Gardasil, is also a highly effective means of cervical cancer prevention. The vaccine works by preventing four strains of HPV. Two of the strains the vaccine protects against are known to cause cervical cancer. The other two strains that are covered are responsible for genital warts. Gardasil is available to young men and women ages 9 to 26. Talk to your doctor to see if you're eligible to receive the vaccine today.
This has been Monroe County Hospital's Health Watch.
Oh, the sound of tires spinning effortlessly on ice. I hate that sound. Are your tires ready for winter driving? Will your tires get you around safely? If you're not sure, bring your vehicle to Dewey Motor Company and they'll check your tread to make sure you're safe for the winter driving season. If you need new tires, they can get you the best tires for your driving needs this winter. There's nothing more important to Dewey Motor Company than the safety of your family. Stop in today and let Dewey Motor help you with your new tires. Dewey Motor. 932-7500, 932-7500.
This ain't wrestling. This is wrestling on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Sheraton High School. Side of this 2011 sectionals, and Albia is doing well right out of the gate, and we're going to get right to 103 and start things off in the regular brackets. Shadow Leshen, Brock Johnson of Sheraton. Here's another take down by Leshen.
In typical Shadow Leshen fashion, he's scored three takedowns, and he's given three cut loose escapes. Here comes takedown, double leg number four. It's an 8-3 lead for Shadow Leshen. He cuts him again.
And this is one thing I really like about Shadow, what he's doing here. Instead of, he's getting his points early, building the lead, and then later on he'll go for the pin. But this way you get sure to get the major decision. Don't find yourself later trying to hustle to get those extra points.
Shadow Leshen, our Albie's 103-pounder, takes down his Sheraton opponent for the fifth time. It's a 10-4 lead, Leshen.
Again, Albie trying to get the bonus points as a team to get the team a championship here. The top two teams from the sectional will go on to Tuesday night. Leshen out in front, 12-5, 50 seconds to go. Make it 14-5. He's got a major decision right now, and he'll probably look now to go for the pin.
In the other 103-pound semifinal match, McKean Reinhardt from Centerville was pinned by Derek Miller from Winterset in the first period. So at 103 pounds over here on mat two, we've got at the Sheraton High School Gymnasium, Shadow Leshen with 8 takedowns, leading 16-6.
Leshen out in front with 24 seconds to go here.
Cuts him again. It's 16-7 with 20 seconds remaining in the first period. Shadow Leshen in on single leg, quickly taken down.
Now you got one thing, every point matters as a team. So you have the technical fall, which is 5 points, and the pin, which is 6. Thank you, Christian Summers, bringing the pop. And we're going to need lots of liquids to keep us hydrated here as we move along today, Joe.
Yeah, we won't be sitting down very much today, folks.
And there's a takedown right at the end of this first period. They're going to wave it off. 18-8, Shadow Leshen out in front. We're at 103. On the other mat, going at it.
Jason, that might be some kind of a record. 9 takedowns in 1 2-minute period. Bobby Belzer over at 112 pounds. He's up against the Centerville wrestler, Tanner Cowan. Number one seeded Tanner Cowan. Bobby Belzer, our JV 103-pounder, moving up to 112. The top-seeded Tanner Cowan with the inside cradle gets the pin. Really got to give Bob Belzer a lot of credit. 103-pounder moving up to 112. Coming in here and battling.
A lot.
Coming in here battling. Don't rule him out for a second-place finish here.
No way.
Sectional tournament championship in Sheraton, Iowa.
And we have an injury timeout on this mat. And we'll move along pretty quickly here.
Yeah, there are... 2 semifinal matches at 14 weight classes, so we're going to bring you 28 matches, folks, here in the semifinal action from the Sheraton High School Gymnasium. It's sectional wrestling.
Now, Joe, you know more about this, but it looks like they're going to take 112 on the far mat, 103 over here. Is that correct?
That's what it looks like right now, yep.
So you have Mason Miller and Tanner Pausch of Sheraton going at it?
Yep. Tanner Pausch, his grandpa's name, is up there on the Sheraton State Wrestling Championships. His late grandpa Ron, 1964 champion at 127 pounds. Not a weight class that we're familiar with here in 2011.
Yep, changed quite a bit over that time span.
Miller, the number two seed, going up against, Pausch, the number two seed, going up against Mason Miller from Winterset. There's no score with a minute and 30 seconds remaining in the first period. Sheraton versus Winterset.
Let's take a look at those points that were earned in the first rounds. Winterset has 118 points, Sheraton with 91, Albia in third place right now with 90 points. And, of course, that changes pretty darn quickly as you get into to all these matches that are going to become forwards.
Well, Albie's got 10 wrestlers going right now, and that is just as many as anybody here. Albie had a lot of 7, number 1 and number 2 seeds that did not get first-round matches. They're waiting in the semifinals. We get back going here at 103 pounds. Shadow Leshen on top with a 29 advantage. Shadow Leshen 20, his opponent 9.
Boy, he's in tight now, Joe.
And...
did not waste any time. And I think that was excellent strategy. They must have talked about that. Go out there, build your lead, and then once you got that major decision, go for the pin.
And maybe he was trying to set the record for most takedowns in a
period.
Well,
he was working on it, wasn't he, bud?
Yeah, that was impressive, folks. 9 takedowns in a 2-minute period. Really excellent workmanlike performance by Albie's 103-pounder Shadow Leshen here at the Sheraton High School Gymnasium for sectional wrestling action. 5th day of February 2011. Welcome to 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. And I want to thank all of our listeners out there as well as the wonderful and gracious folks. We'll have some interviews during some breaks here and a lot of good wrestling folks and wrestling families here at the Sheraton High School Gymnasium today.
We're trying to keep all these matches going. Looks like over here at 112, we're going to have...
That would be Tanner Pausch, and he is in a scoreless tie after the first period with his winner set opponent, Mason Miller. So might be a few surprised faces over here on the Sheraton bleachers. In the other semifinal match there at 112 pounds, Tanner Cowan got past Bob Belzer from Albia. Belzer, of course, Albia's backup 103-pounder, moving up for the team here at the sectional championship.
Yeah, this is the team. These guys are the ultimate team team wrestlers. They, you know, they had to move around. We talked about Dossett earlier, but we've got guys that have been wrestling that haven't been wrestling their own weight class, which is a disadvantage.
Yep.
You have to wrestle up.
He's exactly right.
And that tells you a lot about the character of these guys. They're concerned about the team. They want to advance this team on.
Absolutely right.
Miller and Pausch going at it on the far mat. No score underway in the second period.
Tanner Pausch is riding on top. His winner set opponent has just been warned for stalling. Kind of clammed up there. Looked like just trying to take away anything that Pausch is trying to throw in there.
Trying to get the read over here at 103. Still should have one match left at 103, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we should. It looks like there might be a little bit of a scoreboard interruption over here on our mat number one. When we get back to it, it should be McKean Reinhart from Centerville against Derek Miller from Winterset. That's our other 103-pound semifinal match.
Right now, it's Pausch of Sheraton and Miller of Winterset going at it. No score, second period. 50 seconds to go.
Pausch back on the leg, riding back, and he's trying to attempt a three-quarter Nelson. Three-quarter Nelson works a lot of times when your opponent is on his base. Might be able to catch him sleeping. Nice. Miller from Winterset won't have any of that, though. He wipes it off, and Pausch continued to ride back on the legs, trying to turn him with a chicken wing here. I wouldn't be surprised to see another stalling call against Miller. Really not doing very much of anything right there now, Jason.
Trying to get the cradle in is Pausch.
And Pausch is out just a little bit high now, and Miller was able to get the leg with 18 seconds left. Looks like Miller might be able to get a score here. Short time, 12 seconds left, second period action. Sheraton's Tanner Pausch riding Miller from Winterset.
Right at the edge of the mat. Boy, he's rode him out the entire period.
That'd be good boating for the Sheraton fans here if Tanner Pausch can have an entire two-minute ride against Miller from Winterset. Miller, short, stocky guy, a very short-legged, barrel-chested wrestler at 112 pounds from Winterset.
Pausch does a good job of keeping Miller towards the mat, and that will conclude that second period. That's a win there for Pausch.
Yeah, if you can ride a guy for an entire period in a scoreless match, you're probably going to be the winner of that match.
Well, let's try something out a little bit new here, Joe, and get people registered to text us throughout the wrestling season. And by sending a text, simple to do, folks, and once you get it in, then you're going to be in our system and allow us to send messages back to you as well. And we're going to have contests throughout the remaining of this journey to the well. Send a text. Write this number down or text it in right now. Send a text to 25827. That's the same number we use for the football scores. 25827. And send a text. The code is KIIC. You send the first one to KIIC. KIIC. Put that in the text. Send it out to 25827.
What technology? We've got it all.
Amazing.
Now, don't we?
Right here in front of us, Joe. We'll get our text right on the right on our computer and be able to see where people are listening and throughout the broadcast, we'll have some prizes and have some fun along the way. Right now, Pausch is getting rode by Miller. It looks like he's trying to come out the backside.
Miller got a little bit high there. Pausch, I think if he would be able to go for the head, he'd have the inside cradle. He's content just to get the two-point reversal, though, folks. And with 1 minute remaining in his 112-pound semifinal match, Tanner Pausch from Sheraton, the hometown 112-pound favorite, finds himself on top. With 54 seconds left in the match. Tanner Pausch up 2-0 over Miller from Winterset.
We're going to go here at 103. See that?
That doesn't appear to be a 103-pounder to me.
103-pounders to me, but must have moved to 119.
Yeah, bumped up to 119. Looks like the Clark wrestler, Eric Reed, versus Ricky Woodland from Winterset. Reed versus Winterset.
Back over here, Pausch at 112, trying to get the win. That's out in front, 2-0 over Mason Miller of Winterset.
Miller trying everything he can now. He knows that if he loses this match, he doesn't advance to the district championship, and he's giving it everything he's got. I love this elimination, lose, you go home atmosphere, Jason. Yep. Just an electric environment here at the Sheraton High School Gymnasium.
Powell's trying to hold on here. He's got a two-point lead. And 7 seconds to go. Can he hold on and ride this out? Boy, he's in tight. And it looks like he's going to hold on, and he will. So congratulations, Tanner Pausch of Sheraton. At 112, he'll take Tanner Cowan of Centerville.
And I wouldn't be surprised to see Pausch wrestling Bobby Belzer in a wrestleback. No. If Cowan can come through with a win against Pausch, I'd say we could see a wrestleback there at 112 pounds.
At 119, J.D. Anderson, who is wrestling up, folks. J.D. was outstanding at 112. He's wrestled up to 119. Giving up those 7 pounds.
J.D. Anderson, Albia sophomore, sporting a 29-13 record. He'll be going up against Tyler Nance from Sheraton, a 12-10 freshman at 119 pounds here at the Sheraton High School Gymnasium sectional wrestling.
Anderson locks up with Nance, center of the mat.
A little hand fighting there at the center of the mat. Counting down through a minute and 45 seconds in our 119-pound semifinal. It's J.D. Anderson against Tyler Nance. Albia versus Sheraton at the Sheraton High School Gymnasium.
Anderson trying to look for his shot. Anderson with the second seed, if I'm not mistaken. And that's a lot of respect when you get, when you're wrestling up and you're still getting the second seed, you got the respect of the other coaches.
And I'm sure that that seeding meeting that Coach Wenger sat in this morning, there was quite a bit of debate there. At 119 pounds, Eric Reed from Clark has a 5-0 lead after the first period. It's Clark over Winterset. So we'll be keeping an eye on that Winterset team score, Jason, because they did come out of the box with an 18-point lead over third-place Albia after the pigtail matches.
No score. 1 minute to go here in the first period. J.D. Anderson wrestling up today at 119. Tyler Nance, the Charger, who's across from him.
J.D. tries a little head shuck there. Gets Nance off balance, but not enough to where J.D. can get in and take the shot.
Boy, he's
on the
so
corner.
Active. He's in on a single leg, trying to build up, and does a good job of bringing him over. Gets the takedown. He's out in front, 2-0, 30 seconds to go, first period.
Jason, really textbook takedown there. Got in on the single leg deep. Head was on the outside, went to the double leg, was able to use his head as a great big lever, turned him over, and got the two-point takedown. With 20 seconds left, J.D.'s going to try to ride him out.
Boy, and just there is a near reversal.
It's going to be at least an escape as they go off the edge of the mat. It'll be 2-1. J.D. Anderson over Tyler Nance from Sheraton. J.D. got just a little bit too high there. Very good aggressive wrestling, though, folks. If you're an Albia wrestling fan, you like to see that. First period action, J.D. going for more, trying to get those back points.
Boy, Anderson real active. Takes another shot, but go for naught as the first period comes to conclusion. Anderson out in front, 2-1 here at 119. Shadow Leshen got a pin at 103. Bobby Belzer lost his second match. He got the first pin in the first round. Lost his second match. I think he'll have a real good chance of wrestling back and fighting for that second place finish.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. 10-0 score here on the other mat with the Clark of Osceola wrestler at 119 pounds, taking it to his Winterset opponent, Ricky Whitling. So it's Reed at 119 from Clark doing it to his Winterset opponent, Wilden.
Anderson gets the escape as he started in the bottom position.
Actually, our score might be wrong then. It's either 3-1 or 2-2. Minute 37 left. Looks like it's a 2-2 score.
Somehow I got that that wrong, but
I took my eye off there to watch the other mat. But scoreboard says 2-2. J.D. Anderson in a 2-2 tie with Tyler Nance. Albia versus Sheraton at the Sheraton High School Gymnasium sectional wrestling from Sheraton.
1:18 to go, second period. Both wrestlers pummeling. I've learned a lot of new things this year, Joe.
Yep. Sheridan wrestler tries the underhook. JD squirts off the mat. They'll reset in the neutral upright position with 1 minute, 6 seconds left. Second period, 119 pounds, JD Anderson, Albia, Tyler Nance, Sheridan. Two escapes for Nance and a late first period takedown for JD.
JD's got that back leg. If he can just somehow break the arms of Nance, he'll get around and get the takedown, and that's what he does.
Yeah, really good job of JD by sprawling. Nance took a kind of a shot from too far out. JD did a great sprawl, cross-faced, spun back, got the two-point takedown. He cuts him now. It's 4-3. JD Anderson over Tyler Nance from Sheraton.
Back at the center of the mat. Anderson trying to shuck Nance to find the angle.
One of the things you'll find, Jason, when you're wrestling undersized, it's very difficult to ride a bigger wrestler. That's one of the hard things to do in wrestling, is to ride a bigger wrestler. JDN on the single leg now. Nance does a good job countering. Nance controlling the arms. They're back on their feet. Working near the edge of the mat. Nance controlling Anderson's right arm. Now they're loose with 4 seconds to go. It looks like we're going to go to the third period. Albia's JD Anderson leading 4-3. Over Tyler Nance from Sheraton.
Boy, it's just so tough. You don't realize how much 7 pounds is until you're going up against somebody on a mat.
Oh, yeah, and these guys are all muscle. This is the end of the season, Jason, and conditioning, if you got it, you got her today.
Here we are, and Anders starts in down position. He's looking to get the escape and maybe the reversal, and he does.
Really a great job of a stand-up switch there.
JD lets him loose.
JD gets the reversal and then cuts him. I don't think JD's going to try to ride Nance the way that he would a 12-pounder.
Yeah, that was good coaching.
Great coaching. You see the coaches from Albia. It's Darryl Schofield and Dave Wenger at the corner of this mat right now. And a lot of animation out of Coach Wenger today. You know, you heard him on the radio this morning if you're listening to the coach's corner.
He was juiced up and ready to go.
Yep. And JD trying to take him down here and get the two-point takedown.
He's got him to the mat. Now trying to work his head out. Gets the head out. There's 2 points. Anderson out in front, 8-4, 1:13 to go.
Really a good job by JD with the double leg takedown there. Got around behind him, lifted him up, and put him down.
You just noticed the exceptional conditioning of JD here. He is definitely going with a different motor. Yep. Anderson in on another leg. Throws him through the mat. Gets an extra takedown. Lets him go. Now he's working to get the bonus points here for the team. 10-6. Anderson out in front. 50 seconds to go. Here's another shot by JD. He's in on a single leg.
I wouldn't be surprised to see JD try a pinning combination here. Coach Wenger is sure encouraging him to do that. With 40 seconds left, JD leads 12-6 with that takedown. I look to see him move up here.
You hear the coach doing that. Great call, Joe. That's right on the money. Now he's trying to work that shoulder over. He's doing a good job. He's got the
half Nelson in, and good job posting the opposite side. JD's going to cut him again. With 24 seconds left, JD ahead 12-7. Wouldn't be surprised to see him try a throw or something to put his Sheraton opponent on his back. Looks to me like the Sheraton kid might have given up here, Jason.
12-7. JD Anderson out in front at 112. Or 119, I'm sorry. Here's a shot by Anderson. Oh, then a shuck, and now a headlock by the Sheraton wrestler with 5 seconds to go. That's that weight you talk about.
Yeah, and really a good job by JD to avoid the back points there, because that could have easily been a five-point move that would have tied that match up. So JD Anderson from Albia will advance to the championship match at 119 pounds. JD Anderson wrestling up. Here's another kid coming in to wrestle up here. We've got Jesse Jensen. Jesse Jensen at 125 pounds.
Jensen will take on Owens of Centerville.
Jensen with the first period pin. And you see that we're missing Dalton Folkers. Our Albia wrestler was ranked all year. Normally would have been in here at 125 pounds. And sure feel sorry for the Folkers family, the great wrestling family. And Coach Folkers, should be a tough day for them not being healthy here at the sectional tournament and chance to advance.
Just underway here at 125. Jesse Jensen of Albia, Garrett Owens of Centerville going at it. Go off the side of the mat. I think this is Zach Moss and Brommer of Cardinal.
Central Decatur,
I'm sorry.
I made that mistake earlier.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Jesse Jensen with a great two-point takedown. Just shot right in on the double leg. Put his Centerville opponent to the mat, and Jesse Jensen at 125 pounds finds himself in the lead 2-0. 1 minute, 25 seconds left here. First period action at 125 pounds from Sheraton High School sectional wrestling action.
J.D. Anderson just got the win at 119 for Albia.
Garrett Owens, a solid Centerville wrestler. I'm sure was glad to see that Dalton Folkers was a no-show, but Albia's Jesse Jensen is no slouch. Jesse put the time in this year. Looks like he's in great condition.
Really improved throughout the season. Had to come in and fill his part, and a lot of guys have, and he's just done an outstanding job doing his role.
Yep.
Jensen looks for another. Putting it back on the mat. He's out in front 2-0 here, 54 seconds to go.
Owens from Centerville did a nice job with the stand-up there. Jesse got down low, grabbed the ankle, and was able to control him and take him back down the mat. With 45 seconds left, Jensen trying to bar the arm, looking to get it pinned back down for the tilt. He's going to take whatever Owens gives him. Right now there's not much there. Owens being controlled by Jesse Jensen here with 30 seconds remaining in the first period.
That's tough to do, to ride him out that time. But here you are with 20 seconds to go. You don't want to let him out here and give that escape right at the end of the period.
That's right. And Jesse right at the edge of the mat, the official tired of the inaction, and with 17 seconds left, stalemate, they'll reset. Jesse Jensen 2-0 on top, and Owens getting set on the bottom, trailing at 125 here.
Jesse does a good job keeping him towards the mat.
Really good job taking the first move away, going in there with a deep waist and taking that first move away.
7 seconds to go. Jensen trying to hold on here. 4 seconds. Three.
Calling a stalling warning on Jesse. And with time expired, Jesse Jensen has a stalling call on him, but he leads 2-0.
We're at 125. 103 went to Shadow Leshen.
Yep.
Bobby Belzer lost at 112, but won his opening match by a pin. And then at 119, J.D. Anderson gets the pin. The 112, 119, and 125 all wrestling up here.
I'd like to explain that stalling call on Jesse. That was the right call by the official. The Centerville wrestler did a stand-up and was attempting to get away, and Jesse, instead of trying to bring him back down onto the mat, was content to just see that there were 4 seconds left on the clock. The official alertly calling the stalling there on Jesse. Jesse obviously wanting to win this match, and he's going to do what it takes to do that.
1:30 to go. Jensen out in front, 2-0.
He's got the T-bar in, and at the edge of the mat, he cuts him, and it's 2-1.
Coach would probably like for him to just push forward and went off the mat instead of just releasing him there, because he gives up the escape. 2-1, Jensen out in front, 1:20 to go.
Yeah, I like Jesse Jensen's chances here in the third period. He looks to me like he's in better condition than his Centerville opponent.
And they'll go off the edge of the mat.
A minute 13 left in the 125-pound semifinal match between Jesse Jensen of Albia and Garrett Owens of Centerville.
Like to get you in our text system. Send a text. The letters KIIC. Send the letters KIIC to 25827. Get in our text system, and that way you're registered. You're a part of our ability to send you text and receive your text. Again, it's KIIC to 25827. We're at 125. Jensen out in front, 2-1, with 43 seconds to go.
On the other mat, it's a 2-2 tie between the winner set 125-pounder Zach Moss and Taylor Brammer from Central Decatur. 2-2 at the conclusion of their second period. So tight match at the top of the bracket at 125.
Jensen still out in front, 2-1, 30 seconds to go, second period. Wrestlers will meet back at the center of the mat.
They're both standing up in the neutral position. A quick shot by Owens, and he's in deep on a single leg. Jensen trying to counter with a whizzer.
Oh, Jensen doing a great job of countering that single leg. Looked like Owen was in tight. Owen still has a hold, but Jensen doing a good job of grabbing that back leg.
Really, Jesse doing a great job here as a defensive wrestler here. He's trying the cross face now with 8 seconds left. If Jesse can even avoid the takedown here, that would be huge, because Owens was in really deep on that.
There's the takedown. He gets the two right at the buzzer. Jensen gets the takedown right at the buzzer.
With 8-tenths of a second left, folks, Jesse Jensen was able to put a really hard flying cross face in there on Owens from Centerville, and don't be surprised with Jesse Jensen on the bottom here for Owens from Centerville, trailing 4-1 with a chance to advance to the district tournament and winner set next week. It's going to be a dogfight here at 125 pounds.
Jensen starts in the down position, just underway third period. Jesse trying to to get to his base.
Jesse could use a little bit more activity here, Jason, or he will get a stalling call.
He's already had one called on him, so the next one will be points.
That's right. But in the down position with a minute and 35 seconds left, Jesse's doing just enough. A nice little sit out there, and he turns and faces.
Great
job. Gets to his feet. It's a one-point escape for Jesse Jensen. Now leading 5-1 off the edge of the mat with a minute and 26 seconds left in his semifinal match at 125 pounds. Jesse Jensen filling in for the sick Dalton Folkers. Here we go. Albia wrestling fans, a minute 25 left.
He's getting a lot of coaching from his teammates over there across the way. The Blue Demons with lots of expectations and hope. Here's a stalling call on Jensen, and a point goes to Owens of Centerville.
And Jesse got shoved off the mat there, literally off the mat, onto the hardwood, looks like maple floor. They'll reset it with a minute 7 left. Jesse Jensen leading 5-2.
No quit knowing. You know he's going to come at it. Those Centerville wrestlers are they're well-coached, and they're determined.
Definitely Owens from Centerville, the more aggressive wrestler at this point, Jason. Yep. But he needs to be. He trails 5-2. Jesse working in, get behind, and with a spin move, Owens tries a headlock. Jesse Jensen from Albia gets his hips down low enough, controls the legs of Owens, and scores the takedown. It's 7-2. Jesse Jensen from Albia over Owens from Sheraton. Jensen looking for more. He's got him broken down, trying to bar the arm. Looks like he could be working for a chicken wing here, Jason.
And they're going to call.
I believe that call was stalling on Jesse Jensen. I didn't see that.
He was working his way up.
I did not see that. That makes it 7-3. Owens has scored an escape and two penalty points for the three stalling calls against Jesse Jensen. Quick sit-out move makes it 7-5.
Here's
seven
a reversal.
Jensen's
on bottom, and now
the next stalling calls 2 points, Jason. Next stalling calls 2 points.
Owens, there's the two points.
There's the 2 points with 20 seconds left. This
tied
match
to seven.
Is tied 7. It looks like we have an injury timeout here. Jensen was injured on that last move. The Centerville fans behind us do not like the call, but it's 7-7 with 15 seconds left. This match probably headed to overtime in what seemed like an unlikely situation. It was 7-1 with 30 seconds to go, Jason. And the official is sure involved in this one.
I didn't see you. And it's my ignorance more than it is the officials calling on the mat. I'm just trying to come to some clarity here. You know, when the wrestler on top is making the move.
Very very questionable call on the third stalling call.
Yeah, I just don't know how you get that quickly.
Yeah. But I can't disagree with all the other stalling calls.
Nope.
But that third one was Jesse Jensen, folks, was he had the arm barred. He was going for a chicken wing and looked like he was getting ready to turn him over. And the official stopped the match and awarded a stalling point to the Centerville wrestler.
Well, now Owen's going to be on top. Jensen will start on bottom. Jesse's got to get out in a hurry. You do not want to allow Owens to throw him to the mat. And credit to Owens. He's made a great comeback here.
Well, I'd like to see a 15-second explosion out of Jesse Jensen here. Get that one-point escape.
Trying to get to his feet.
And advance to the semifinals.
Jesse trying to get to his feet.
Now, how about stalling against Centerville? There would be a good reason for a stall call right there. With
Jensen,
5 seconds to go.
Trying to work his way up. He turns himself around. Can he get to his feet? 1 second to go, and we're going to go to overtime.
Overtime at 125 pounds, folks. This is what we're talking about. High school wrestling action from Sheraton at 125 pounds. It's Jensen from Albia. Owens from Centerville. Sudden death.
This will be the first period. First takedown.
Takedown wins this. Coach Wenger is agitated. He's up off of his chair, and he wants a conference with the officials.
I think they had not got the clock started, and Coach Wenger had caught that.
In the meantime, we've moved up to the 130-pound semifinal matches, and we're going to have the treat of watching Brett Leshen try to justify his number two seed here at 130 pounds.
Jensen underway in overtime.
Quick shot by Jensen, countered by Owens. It's Albia against Centerville at 125-pound semifinal match from the Sheraton High School Gymnasium. It's sectional wrestling.
Both wrestlers, here's Jensen taking another shot, fought off by Owens.
You know, Owens has not done anything in this overtime match. Jensen has taken three shots. Sure would like to see a little bit of turnabout fair play, and a stalling point for Jensen would be a win.
As Brett Lessing got that at the buzzer there on that 15 second final 15 seconds. Owen nearly got the stalling call.
Brett Lessing in control of his 130 pound match, folks, with a 2-0 advantage after a first period takedown. Very controversial call at 125. Very controversial. The Centerville folks thought that Jesse Jensen was taken down, and
That was pretty darn close.
Yeah, it was close to the edge of the mat.
There's a shot by Owens. He's now become the aggressor here in the final 11 seconds. He's tied at 7. We're in overtime. The first overtime, it's the first takedown.
With 11 seconds left, Jensen takes a quick shot. He's in on the double leg, folks. His head's to the outside. A spin move by Owens, and he gets the takedown with
5 seconds
remaining.
Got to give kudos to where it goes. Owen did a great job of getting the comeback here. I know Jesse's depleted and probably disappointed, but
well, you know, that was the number one seeded kid that Jesse Jensen went against there. I'm sure that the official, who I do not recognize, young gentleman, barrel-chested official there, he wouldn't want to see a video replay of that match because a couple big mistakes. One of them cost Jesse Jensen the match in the regulation. Another one continued the match, but very poor officiating there. You know, Jason, I'll call a spade a shovel. These folks, they're not real high-paid officials. They're doing the best they can. Probably a little bit too much official in that match.
Right over here at 130, Brett Lesh is out in front, 2-1, 13 seconds to go. Matt White, the number one rated wrestler at 135, taking on Tyler Walker of Centerville.
Quickly, White with the takedown and
gets the pin.
12 seconds into that match, Matt White taking care of business for the Albia Blue Demons.
Now Lesh here at 130. In on a takedown right at the buzzer. Will not count. So Leshen will go to the second period out in front, 2-1.
Yeah, an escape there by the Sheraton opponent for Brett Leshen at 130. It's Josh Parker from Sheraton against Brett Leshen from Albia. The freshman Leshen against the sophomore Parker. Parker chooses the down position in the first period. Leshen rides him from the hips. Trying to control the arms is Brett Leshen. Gets out top. Three-point stance for Parker. Parker can't get away, and Leshen can't break him down, folks. We're at 130-pound action from the Sheraton High School Gymnasium. It's sectional wrestling.
Boy, we've seen some exciting wrestling here early on.
Yeah, Jesse Jensen with a tough loss to Cowan from Centerville there in the 125-pound semifinal at the top of the bracket. You had a no seed against a number one seed, and it was a 7-1 lead for Albia's Jesse Jensen with 30 seconds to go and a whole lot of official. It was 5 stalling points against Jesse Jensen in the last 30 seconds of that match.
Starting to get the text in. Yep. Getting text coming in. We'll get to those as we go along today. Get some awards out, some prizes. Brett Leshen out in front here, 2-1. Second period, 1:08 to go. Leshen 40-7 on the season.
Doing a good job riding here, trying to lock up a cradle is Leshen. Really doing a good job working. His Sheraton opponent, Parker, not giving him anything, but Leshen just really working like a workman there, Jason.
Caleb White will get Kyler Risher of Centerville. Boy, that's a tough matchup.
Risher, a ranked wrestler from Centerville.
State qualifier last year, an outstanding wrestler.
As Leshen. Leshen uses the legs to score a couple of near fall points. Leshen in there on the legs, working a forearm across the throat, and it was effective enough for a three count. That three count yields 2 points.
Risher now out in front of Caleb White of Albia, 2-0.
Risher controlling Caleb's arms, does a quick tilt to score a 2 point near fall, and then Caleb gets out of that and is cut by Risher. It's 4-1, Risher over Caleb White. Caleb, of course, the younger brother of top-ranked and undefeated Matt White.
Caleb's really come on as a wrestler here this this season, really improved.
Yeah, he's gotten his body into wrestling condition. I think he started up around 160 pounds and was able to get down to 140 and earn a varsity spot. I'm sure his parents are proud of him and the effort he made and the improvements that he gained this year wrestling for the Albia Blue Demons.
Parker and Leshen going at it at 130.
After that two-point near fall, we go to the third period in Brett Leshen's 130-pound match. Brett is leading 4-1. Parker over at Sheraton takes the top as they blow the whistle to start the third period.
And Risher will get the win. We're Sheraton High School sectional wrestling. Out 135, it's or 130. Brent Leshen out in front of Josh Parker, 4-1, 112 to go here in the third and final period. Leshen in the down position. Parker takes hold. Leshen trying to work to his base. Parker working his way up, trying to break down Leshen. Brett, a freshman, an outstanding freshman, has really had a special season. Under a minute to go. Josh Parker on, trying to work Leshen over, but Brett's out in front 4-1 here. At some point, you got to start to look to cut because Brett's awful tough.
And an alert official here, Jason. You'll never get a stalling point from the bottom if your opponent has a leg in. And Parker from Sheraton is not going to get any grace for stalling.
Well, here is a quick move by Leshen, and he just keeps working. Now he's got the reversal. He's going to go for back points.
Parker got a little bit too high, thought he could put the other leg in, and he finds himself battling to stay off of his back. With a two-point reversal, Brett Leshen leads this match 6-1, in control with 20 seconds to go in the third period. Leshen will advance to the final at 135. It's going to be Leshen over Parker. Albia over Sheraton, 6-1 at 135 pounds.
6-1, Brett out in front. Looks up at the clock, he knows where it's at. Brett will get on top, try to ride this out here for the final 9 seconds. Now, with less than that is it. So Brett Leshen will get the win here at 130, and that will move us into the next weight class, and we're going to be keeping you updated with what's going on back in Albia, the reports of a possible shooting, and we're going to keep you updated with that as we move right along here now to let's go to 145. Griffin Osey. We'll take on Logan Brown of Centerville, and Logan's dad sitting right behind us, James helped us with the broadcast last year from Wells Fargo Arena. He was down on the sideline, one of our mat reporters, not a sideline reporter, mat reporter.
Yeah. Griffin Osing, the top seed here at 145 pounds. He'll go against Logan Brown. Freshman Osing versus sophomore Brown. It's Albia against Centerfield at 145 pounds. Sectional wrestling action from the Sheraton High School Gymnasium. Counting down through a minute and 45 seconds. Scoreless in the first period at 145.
Griffin. One of those outstanding freshmen, just a lot of outstanding young wrestlers in our program.
I heard you on the radio this morning, Jason, and talking about conference championships. I don't think this year will be the last year that Griffin Osing's a part of an Albia conference championship.
No, just like we've talked about all season long, the depth of this program at all the weight classes.
Yeah. Real good power move there quickly. Osing on top 2-0. Counting down through a minute 15. Osing takes him down with a spin move. And he is barring the arm. Takes it behind the back. Turns it into a chicken wing. And with a minute and 5 seconds left, Osing is going to score back points. He's got the half Nelson in. He's got the arm barred. Really a good job teeing out now. He's going chest to chest. Brown from Centerville finds himself in a particularly precarious position with 50 seconds to go. He's flat on his back, and it is a pin for Griffin Osing.
Yeah,
semifinal.
That's a great win for Osing. And that's against a quality opponent. Logan Brown's an outstanding athlete, a tough kid, and I know his family, and that's always tough. But
well, we've got a lot of good wrestlers here at 135-pound class. There's a couple of ranked wrestlers in it. Just a barracuda class at 135. Griffin Osing,
absolutely.
Also very well contested at 145. Good wrestling here in Sheraton at the sectional tournament.
Well, we're going to take a quick timeout and come right back here as we continue to roll along here. You're listening to Albia Blue Demon Wrestling, along with South Central Conference, or not just South Central Conference, sectional wrestling here from Sheraton High School. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Sports right here on Thunder Country KISE.
Don't go away, folks. Hey, thanks very much, Joe. Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers here, broadcasting live from the Sheraton High School Gymnasium. It's sectional wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC and streaming live on the World Wide Web at KIICradio.com.
Joe, let's take a look at where we've been, and recap some of the matches that we've brought already. At 103, Shadow Leshen got the pin. He was just flat-out dominating as he's been most of the season.
Yeah, Shadow... number one seed. We've got seven Albie wrestlers that are seeded one and two. One of our unseeded wrestlers, Jesse Jensen, kind of a hard luck loss there at 125 pounds. Jesse, of course, filling in for the Dalton Folkerts, and Jesse narrowly losing his 125-pound semifinal in overtime.
When it went to 112, Bobby Belzer came in, wrestled up to that 112 spot that we talked about, and Bobby won his first match of the day with a pin, beating Jason Seltzer of Clark. Then Bobby took on Tanner Cowan of Centerville and lost to Cowan. Cowan, of course, a state qualifier last season.
Yep. Albie's Brett Leshen has the number two seed at 130, and he proved that he deserved that seed with a 6-1 win over his Sheraton opponent, Josh Parker.
At 119, J.D. Anderson came out and got by Tyler Nance of Sheraton, 12-9. That was an impressive win. Again, giving up weight, moving up those weight classes to help your teammates out.
That's right. And the first white wrestler for Albia, their undefeated Matt White, scored a first-period pin over his semifinal opponent, and that was Tyler Walker of Centerville. Then we moved to 140. Caleb White pinned his opponent in the first pigtail match and was beaten by Kyler Risher of Centerville in his semifinal match. And that brings us to the match that just started. Dakota Poe versus Jacob Baer from Clark of Osceola. Headlock in there by Poe. Countered excellent by his Clark opponent. And they go off the mat. Both up. The Clark opponent, he didn't think that they were off the mat and came back and started in the down position, but the official didn't give it to Dakota. It was on the edge of the mat. Can't fault the official there.
Nope, no score, just underway here at 152.
152-pound sectional action. Quick shot by Clark of Osceola. A quick counter. Whizzer put in there by Dakota Pope, and he gains the two-point takedown.
Dakota, an aggressive wrestler. And, talking this morning to him and the coach, in not a mean-spirited way, but in an aggressive way, he wants to go out and put pain on the other wrestler. He wants to go out and be the person who's the aggressor.
Dakota Poe has been the youngest of a family full of wrestlers all of his entire life. A great wrestling family, of course, the Poes there in Albia. And he's got, I think, three brothers that are state tournament place winners. And he's out there, state tournament place winner himself, trying to justify his number one seed here at 152 pounds. He's ahead 2-0, working a quick duck under. He puts his Clark of Osceola opponent on his back, chest to chest. He reverses his half Nelson.
Boy, he's in on it tight, too. He gets
and it's
pin.
A pin with 40 seconds to go. Just a great pinning combination there for Dakota Poe with a minute and 20 seconds gone in the first period. He scores the pin for the Albie Blue Demons.
And that's the that's those bonus points that that you need. You know, if you want to get... If you want to get this team to the next level, you've got to get those bonus points. And you've seen that Winterset came out and had the lead after the first round, 108 points. Sheraton right behind at 91, and then Albia at 90.
You might see a little bit of a shakeup in those points because Winterset hasn't been doing near as well here in the semifinal matches.
All right, we want to hear from you. Let us know where you're listening from. And if you're here today at the meet listening to us, send a text to 25827. If you haven't logged into our system yet, you can do so by sending the letters KIIC to the 25827. Again, that number is 25827, the letters KIIC, and let us know where you're listening from. That'll get you logged into our system. We'll be able to send you updates with all the sports action and some contests that we'll have along the way.
And they're having a couple of 160-pound semifinals here. Our own Cody Underwood ran into a buzzsaw in his pigtail match at 160 and was unable to advance.
We'll move to 171 here in just a second. Jacob Kaska of Sheraton. He's got to be considered the number one seed there. Wilson Sinclair and Houston Moore of Centerville. And I'll tell you what, that's going to be a fun weight class to look at as well.
A lot of good wrestlers there at 171 pounds, six of them exactly.
Of course, Albia, the South Central Conference team champion. First time in 25 years. And, of course, we're going to have some updates from Eddyville Blakesburg as we roll along on this full day of wrestling. We're live from Sheraton High School. We'll be right back after a quick timeout. Get things set up. Moving on to 171. Wilson Sinclair, Houston Moore on deck. You're listening to Albia Wrestling right here on Thunder Country KIC.
This ain't wrestling. This is wrestling on Thunder Country KIC.
Welcome along as we roll along here from Sheraton High School. Sectional wrestling underway at Class 2A. And
rolling Joe, through these semifinal matches, the tension mounts.
Joe, it's just this is so much fun. And you know, this is what these wrestlers put all that hard work in, not a week ago, not 3 weeks ago, not 3 months ago, but during the summer, preparing for these special moments.
That's exactly right, Jason. And as we finish up the 160-pound semifinal matches, we'll run down who your Albia Blue Demon finalists are here at sectional wrestling from the Sheraton High School Gymnasium. Shadow Leshen scored a pin in his semifinal match, and he'll wrestle for the championship at 103.
See here at
Bob Belzer, he stepped in, our backup 103-pounder, wrestling varsity 112 today. In a pigtail match, he scored the pin, but number one seeded Tanner Cowan was able to get the best of Bob Belzer, and Bob will try to battle through the consolation brackets to score a second place.
I really like his chances there as well.
I think I do too.
He's wrestling up and also having to wrestle up with J.D. Anderson, moved up to 119. J.D. in his first match took on Tyler Nance of Sheraton, defeated Nance 12-9, and an impressive performance by J.D.
Yeah, J.D.'s in the semifinals at 119. Very controversial match, folks, at 125. Jesse Jensen from Albia scored a pin in his pigtail match. In his semifinal match against Garrett Owens, he was called for four penalty points in the last 30 seconds of the match. Probably all of them but two were deserved. And then in the overtime of that match, same official, very controversial no call on a takedown for the Centerville wrestler. The Centerville wrestler eventually did get the takedown with 5 seconds left in the overtime sudden death to score the win there at 125. Yeah. So Jesse's going to try to wrestle back.
Absolutely. And Owen did a great job of coming back. When you make those comments about the officiating, it wasn't that the Owens kid, he was doing everything
He was doing everything he could. He was doing everything he could, and obviously just enough to get the overtime win.
But I like Jesse's ability to now get in a position where he can come back and wrestle back. You know, he's one of those kids that can also find his way in that top two.
I don't think he's going to be giving up right now, not at all.
Moving on to 130, it was Brett Leshen getting the win over Josh Parker of Sheraton. That was a quality win. Parker is an outstanding wrestler.
Outstanding wrestler there. A 6-1 win for Leshen puts him in the finals.
Caleb or Matt White at 135. He's done what he's done all year, just comes out, takes care of business.
That's exactly right. A couple, while we're giving this rundown, a couple Sheraton wrestlers going out right now. Jacob Kaska at 171 scores the pin over Hunter Davis from Winterset. So Kaska will advance to the finals. And here comes Wilson Sinclair from Albia, the 171-pounder with the electric A on the blue singlet. He'll be going up against his Centerville opponent, Houston Moore. It's Moore versus Sinclair from the Sheraton High School Gymnasium. Sectional wrestling action. Top two places on to districts.
I talked to Wilson. Boy, he really worked hard to get his weight down. This is a more natural weight for him to wrestle at. He's really put in the effort here in his senior year. Houston Moore, his opponent, and they'll meet at center.
Two quality wrestlers here. The 171-pound class, a good one here at center at Sheraton today. Moore trying to headlock there and is able to execute it into a two-point takedown. Just kind of a power move there, Jason.
Now Wilson trying to get to his base. Now a cradle put in by Houston Moore of Centerville.
Moore scores two quick ones on the back points there with that cradle. So a quick four deficit for Wilson Sinclair here at 171 pounds. Minute 30 left, first period. Sinclair tries to roll. Does he get it? Then the sit out. He turns
good
and faces.
Job.
Had one arm trailing there on that sit out, and Moore was able to snag that arm, and he's trying to turn that into back points, Jason.
They'll go off the edge of the mat. Boy, I've seen we watched Wilson get down up there at the Davis County match and then fight his way back and go into triple overtime. That was the most exciting match of the year.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed here. We got a quick 4-0 deficit, but Wilson traditionally a better wrestler in the later periods than he is early on.
Houston Moore of Centerville on the top position, trying to break down Sinclair. Will trying to work his way up to get to his base.
1 minute left here in the first period. It's a 4-0 lead for Houston Moore from Centerville over Wilson Sinclair of Albia.
Now Sinclair.
Not a whole lot going on right here. Wilson trying to sit out. Moore does a good job countering. Wilson does get the turn face. Turns a single leg into a double leg, and with 37 seconds left, executes an escape. It's 4-1. Back at the center of the mat. A little hand fighting going on here. They tie it up. They're pummeling at selling mat with 27 seconds left. 4-1. Moore over Sinclair.
Wilson. And Moore. Here's a shot. Will in on a single leg. Gets it up.
Quick single leg. He goes for the trip. A nice counter with a wizard by Moore with 11 seconds left. Moore doing a good job countering.
Will gets out of the wizard and gets the takedown right at the conclusion of this first period. Wilson Sinclair has cut the lead down to 4-3. What a great job there by Wilson.
That's a really good move there. Took the double leg and single leg, turned it into double leg, and was able to execute the takedown. It's 4-3, second period action here. Moore from Centerville gets the choice. He takes down.
Four, three, Moore out in front.
Sinclair covers. Quick stand-up takedown by Moore. And Moore is really taking this match to Wilson Sinclair. He is going out there like a man possessed.
Wilson with a throw, trying to get his head out and get the takedown.
No action, no points.
Boy, and Moore just was able to slide out of that. Now Will, it's a great job of reversing.
There's a takedown. No points given yet. No points given yet. Very, very surprising there. There's two. Wilson trying the chicken
wing.
Boy,
he's in on that.
He's got the bar arm chicken wing. He's trying to walk the head, folks. He's trying to walk the head. He's scoring back points. He puts the figure four on the head with the chicken wing in on the right arm. The bar arm on the opposite arm. Sinclair very high right now. He needs to get his hips back. He sunk it in. It's a five-point move.
Now he's in on it pretty tight if he can just hold on to that arm.
Your score at the end of this maneuver here is going to be 8-5. Sinclair
Wilson
over
looking
Moore
for the pin right here, Joe. He's in on that pretty tight. He's got that that shoulder down. Now,
he's
if he
very
just get the
high.
Pin.
He's very high. He's either going to get the pin or Moore's going to
get the pin. Gets Wilson the pin. Wilson Sinclair
and
gets
Jason.
The pin at 171. And what a comeback. He got himself in a hole right out of the gate, down 5-0.
And, Jason, what an exciting match. Anybody that saw that knows that 1 second after Wilson got the pin, it was going to be an escape by Moore. But as he tried to roll through, his shoulders were just on the mat too long. The official was right there on top of it. Slap the mat. Pin for Wilson Sinclair. Bonus points for the Albie Blue Demons. And here is one dad that's excited, Jason.
Let's go. I'll tell you what, there's Joe, I think both of us are about ready to jump out of the gym.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. You can follow us on Facebook. I'm keeping everyone updated on Facebook as we speak. Just check out my webpage, Jason Summers, and send some pictures on the way. Chat with you as well as bringing this broadcast, this neat technology. Like to know where you're listening from. You send a text to 25827. 25827 is the number to send your text to. Let us know where you're listening at. And if you send the letters KIIC to 25827, you'll get registered in our texting club.
Very good action here at the sectional wrestling tournament from the Sheraton High School Gymnasium. And we got a moment here. Jason, let's run down the results for the Albia Blue Demons and how they are doing. We told you about Shadow Leshen making it to the finals at 103 with a pin. Bob Belzer with a tough loss against the number one seed Tanner Cowan. He'll battle through the
Oh, absolutely. He's a kid that that might come back and move on to districts and win the whole thing.
I expect to see Belzer in a wrestle back against Tanner Powell from Sheraton. At 119 pounds, J.D. Anderson with a win makes it to the championship match. Jesse Jensen, tough loss, but he'll be battling in the consolations at 125.
That was a great that was a great match. Jensen had 4 points that he gave up on stalling points, and we won't debate whether or not whether they were deserved or not. That's for the guys in the stripes to do. But nonetheless, it was a great comeback by Owens and a great fight by Jensen.
Yep. Overtime win for Owens there at 125. Jesse Jensen from Albia subbing in for the ill Dalton Folkerts. At 130, our Albia's Brett Leshen, deservedly so, advanced with a 6-1 win. He's in the championship bout at 130. And from here at the Sheraton High School gym at 135, Matt White. Impressive. His 150th win, Jason. 150 wins for Matt White with his pin of his first round opponent, semifinal match against Tyler Walker from Centerville. Matt White with a pin and his 150th win. He's in the championship at 135.
You know, a lot of guys take that number one ranking and it'll either go to their head or they'll get a little intimidated by it with that extra pressure.
That's right.
Matt White's... He has no idea what's going on around him. He has no idea. And what I mean by that, he focuses on what's at hand, and that that kid is determined and focused.
At 140 pounds, Matt's younger brother, but larger, Caleb White, won his first round pigtail match in the semifinal. The number one seed, Kyler Risher, got past Caleb White, but Caleb, I'm sure, will be competing well in the consolations, going in there to battle for that runner-up spot.
Moving right along to 145, Griffin Osing came out and took care of business, did not hesitate, got the pin at 145 against Logan Brown of Centerville.
First period pin for Griffin Osing there. A great job, aggressive wrestling by Griffin, obviously the better wrestler.
Dakota Poe took on Jacob Bear of Clark, got the pin, and Dakota, again, he's Dakota.
He's a very, very sharp, smart, aggressive wrestler. Extends his record to 34-4 with that pin. He's in the championship match at 152.
At 160, Cody Underwood lost his first match to Matt Connor of Winterset, and he'll be in the wrestle back.
Tough loss there for Cody there. Just kind of got caught in the first period. Cody's a quality wrestler. I like to see Cody get to the matches in the third period because he, like a lot of the Albia wrestlers, has a real good conditioning ethic, and he will win the matches if he can get them to the third period.
Moving on along and moving up to 171, and how about this? Wilson Sinclair down.
Yeah,
4-0. A great move by Houston Moore. Came out aggressive. Was able to get the throw on Sinclair and got the takedown. Got the back points. Was out 4-0. And then Wilson put the comeback on, and he gets the pin at 171. That was an impressive comeback of we've seen.
That was a fun, exciting match to watch. Of course, when you're trying to broadcast your own son's wrestling match, it's hard to maintain your composure, and I apologize if I was jumping up and down in front of the Centerville fans as Wilson got the second period pin against his Centerville opponent, but a very happy day for the Albia wrestlers. Those are the ones that have advanced to the finals, and we had Andrew Dossett, tough loss in his pigtail match, and he'll be battling back through the consolations as well. I wouldn't be surprised to see his opponent make it to the finals as well.
Well, you're listening to sectional wrestling here from Sheraton High School. Albia wrestling team, we're going to get to a scoring update with that, but they're doing a great job here in the early going. Want to invite you to join us as I bring some of these details to Facebook. You can check out my Facebook page, Jason Summers at Facebook. I want to say hello to Jared Hareha and Kenny Williams who are listening and also sharing some conversation, chatting. Right here, it's just amazing, the technology.
Oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. We're going to have some special guests for all of you folks that are listening on 96.7 KIIC Radio, checking it out on Facebook, and listening to live streaming on KIIICradio.com.
Well, let's take a quick time out. Joe, come right back. We'll set things up, check in with Coach Cochran, and also do a quick check if there's any updates back at the studio from Eddyville, Blakesburg, and along with the shooting that's taking place in Monroe County, and our thoughts and prayers are with anyone that's involved with that. It's obviously a
bad situation, but folks will persevere.
That's right. We'll be right back. You're listening to Wrestling right here on the only exclusive home to Super Bowl 45, KISC. Don't go anywhere.
This ain't wrestling. This is wrestling on Thunder Country, KIIC.
You'll be next.
Coach is coaching.
Hey, here we go, folks. Back at the Sheraton High School Gymnasium. It's sectional wrestling action, and we're taking the break between the semifinal round and the championship matches. Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers with you at the Sheraton High School Gymnasium sectional wrestling, and we're joined, Jason, by the coach of, I believe, the first place Albia Blue Demons, Dave Winger.
Tied with Winterset at 138 as we give you these team scores. Albia Winterset tied at 138, Sheraton 121, Centerville at 107, Central Decatur 103.5, and Clark at 73. Coach, an excellent start for you guys. You got out right out of the gate in those piggyback brackets with some pins, and that really kind of set the tone for your afternoon.
Yeah, we did get off to a good start, and then we strung a couple losses in a row there too, so we weren't real happy about that, but you know, it is what it is, so we just had to continue to go on. It was pretty easy to coach them after the first three matches because I said, that's all you got to do, guys, is just what those guys did. So,
Coach, tell us about the morning and how it went and the wrestlers that you brought here and your lineup.
Yeah, it was a really stressful morning. We, you know, morning of sectionals is always pretty stressful, so you know, as a coach, you sit back and you wonder if you have these guys ready to go, and so it was stressful for me, but you know, we didn't know for sure what our lineup was until, you know, at weigh-ins, and of course we saw that a kid didn't make weight at 19, so we went ahead and made the decision to bump up J.D. Anderson, and it proved to be a pretty good decision. You know, we'd like to have Bryce in there right now, but you know, with his sickness and some of the things that he's been going through over the course of the last few weeks, it was pretty stressful to try to secure our lineup. As a coach, you want to know what your lineup is. So,
well, a tough week of practice for the Blue Demons. Weren't able to practice on Tuesday, and illness going through the wrestling room the week before, and a few lingering injuries as well. But you got to feel good about your spot that you're in right now, on top with, I believe you have seven wrestlers in the finals,
yep,
match, Coach.
We do have seven wrestlers that are still eligible. And, you know, I made it very clear that it's not a lock that they're going yet. You know, they've got to finish up the day here and continue to wrestle because, you know, they wrestle back for a true second. So that still worries me a little bit as well, that knowing that we're going to have to finish the job. But, you know, they rose to the challenge in that second round, so I was proud of them for that.
Yeah, that was an excellent second round. What a match Jesse Jensen had there in his semifinal match, Coach. Tough overtime loss there.
Yeah, I'm not gonna criticize the officiating.
Well, you don't have to. We already did.
Yeah, we took care of you.
You know, it just didn't go our way. So, and we coach them that they can't stall. And it ended up hurting us. We lost a couple of points on the edge of the mat there. We teach our guys to wrestle on the edge of the mat. And, you know, it just didn't go our way. And I guess you'll have that. But,
well, and I think
not too bad for a backup 25-pounder.
No, that's awesome. And I think, Coach, that really great learning moment for the whole team there. When you're in control of the man and he stands up, you got to take him back to the mat or you're going to get that call. I mean, that was the right call by the official on that one.
We practice.
He might have missed it a little bit later on, but
I won't comment on that. Yeah. But we practiced that this week too, and you know, the guys had 5 seconds to return their practice partner to the mat, and we beat it into their heads here. So, you know, it is what it is.
And how about Matt White? What a milestone, Coach!
Yeah, that's great. You know, I was standing back talking to Coach Helm. You know. I would have never guessed that, you know, as when he came in here as a freshman, that he was going to have 150 wins. That's one of the biggest benchmarks in high school wrestling. So
that's elite company there.
That is elite company. If you go on the Predicaments website and click on some of those 150 match winners, you know, he's in pretty elite company. So.
Well, one of the things that has impressed me about Matt is that with all the expectations, the hype, the pressure, the senior year, you've been to the well, the expectations, and the number one ranking, yet all that stuff just disappears in his mind. He's not affected by any of it.
No, and that's a testament to Matt, you know, and his character and how he handles situations. And I don't know, I'm just going to take a wild guess and say that he's going to be a pretty successful person outside of Albee Community Schools as well. So, you know, wrestling has really gone a long ways in developing Matt into the person that he is.
What are you telling the guys here as we are at this break that they need to do to the guys that are in the wrestle back? What do they need to do? What are you telling them?
We can't assume anything. You know, it's one thing that I'm going to really stress to these guys. As a matter of fact, I'll get right on them about, you know, if you think that you're a lock to go to districts, that's not the case. You got to finish the job, and there's nothing worse than losing a wrestle back at districts. So, you know, there's one way to take that out of you know, the equation is you just go out and win, and then there's no wrestle back. So that's the message that I'm sending these guys, and hopefully they buy into it.
Well, Coach, an impressive start here. We're going to keep you coming back, if you will, to keep us updated as we not only try to get some individual champions today, but get a team championship, and that would be historic. And I know that would be another big step for you, because it's not just getting the team to go on, but it's the extra practice against other guys in an intense situation Tuesday night. I mean, to me, that's the bonus to this, is if as a team to get that extra wrestling against other wrestlers in a competitive match. That's important setting up next Saturday.
That's right, and extending these senior seasons as well. You know, that's the big part for me, is I want these wrestlers to these senior wrestlers to be able to experience all this stuff. So we can do her.
Coach Dave Winger, right now the Albee team sits atop the team points at 138. They're tied with Winterset. Of course, Winterset doesn't have as many wrestlers in the championship bracket. So, Coach, it's focus of your team and finish, and we'll be celebrating a team win.
We're going to have to make hay here in this round.
Coach Dave Winger will be right back. You're listening to Sectional Wrestling right here on your exclusive home to the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 45, right here on KIIC.
That we've, you know, wrestled with all year long, do well, and it's good for Southern Iowa wrestling.
Miller quickly with a sit-out switch, reverses Shadow Leshen to tie it up 2-2. Miller sticks the leg in on the left side, and Shadow Leshen with 35 seconds to go. First period action from Sheridan, Iowa at the sectional championship bout, 103 pounds. It's Leshen and Miller tied up 2-2. Winner set against Albee here at Sheridan.
Coach, you've been a part of great wrestling. How good is this Albee wrestling team?
They are good. You know, how good is kind of yet to be determined. The true test is coming probably next week for them, and even a little bit today. You know, they've wrestled some good competition, and I think that when they've met some really good competition, that's kind of put them in perspective of where they're really at. But the key to Albee, I think, this year is that they're young, and they've got a lot of growth to do. And I think Albee Wrestling in years to come has great things ahead of it.
Well, we concur with that opinion as we wind down the last 5 seconds here of the first period. Shadow Leshen is going to go into the second period 2-2, tied up at 103 pounds.
Shadow's really tough on his feet. Good job of wrestling there by Miller. We get the reversal and did a good job of keeping Leshen on the mat.
Yeah, really did a good job controlling the hips, stayed in with that leg, and was able to ride Shadow for the entirety of the last half of the first period. Miller chooses down, and Shadow cuts in, and we'll start this second period with Shadow Leshen down 3-2, and they'll be in the neutral position. Official Ron Terpstra from New Sharon has a caution for Shadow for something. There were a few whispered orders there we weren't able to see.
Shadow in on a double leg right to the mat, sends Miller. 2 points, Leshen now back out in front, 4-3.
I think Shadow might cut him this time rather than let Miller execute that sit-out switch. Shadow cuts him. Leshen with a glance up the clock, see how much time's left. In on the single leg. Good sprawl by Miller. Miller sprawls at the edge of the mat. They'll go off the mat, back to the center neutral position. It's a 4-4 tie. Leshen and Miller. Albee versus Winterset at the Sheridan High School Gymnasium. Sectional championship, 103 pounds.
Leshen takes another shot. Miller has long legs, longer wrestler. good job of getting keeping those legs away from Lesha.
I think Shadow will have a little better result if he tries to move Miller and come in low and at an angle.
Stalemate, and they'll go right back to the center of the mat. 1:16 to go, tied at four. Lesha and Miller of Winterset at 103, the championship.
We're joined in the broadcast booth by the 3A coach of the Ottumwa Bulldogs, Kevin Cochran. Kevin, have you seen Shadow Lesha wrestle this year?
Yeah, we've ran into him at the Southern Iowa Classic, I believe it was, 2 weeks ago, or last weekend. And if Shadow wants to win this match, this is his strength, it's on his feet. He's good on his feet. If he keeps his pressure up, get a couple more takedowns, I don't foresee him losing this match.
Shot by Lesha there, a sprawl by Miller, and Miller gets the caution for stalling. Coach Cochran, have you ever seen a quicker 103-pound wrestler on his feet than Shadow Lesha?
Well, I do have to say, I did coach T.J. Seabolt when he was 103-pounder, wow, sure. And he was pretty quick, too. But yep. He is definitely kind of in a league of his own, I think. And, it's curious to see how he's going to do upstate tournament as a freshman.
Lesha, really good shot there with the double leg. Head on the outside, uses it as a lever, turns Miller. He finds himself with 23 seconds left in the second period, up 6-4. Lesha in on the legs. Looks like he's going to go ahead and try to ride him out here for the remainder of the second period and take a 2-point lead into the third period.
6-4, Lesha lead. We're at 103, just underway here in the championship round.
A tight waist in there for Shadow Lesha. He's controlling the opponent, got the arm barred with 3 seconds left. We'll go to the third period from Sheraton High School Gymnasium, 103-pound championship match. Shadow Lesha from Albia on top, 6-4 over Miller from Winterset.
Coach, what's been the difference moving up to the larger class?
Well, I'd say probably the biggest thing is the level of competition. And I don't mean that in disrespect to 1A or 2A, but I would say, Ottumwa's in that CIML Metro League, and really the depth of the wrestlers.
You don't have many open spots, I would imagine.
No, there is no open spots, and, you got to have a good, solid lineup up and down in order to be able to compete at that level. And that, to me, that's been the big difference. Just example, we had the CIML last night. I got a good wrestler at 112. She's 21-10. She was a 10 seed.
Wow. Real good action here at 103 pounds in the championship match with a minute and a half left. Miller.
Here's a double leg by Lesha. He'll get the takedown, but you were just right. Miller was really coming on strong.
If you guys know what a dresser dump is, it's a power move that a wrestler will attempt when there's a tied up position on their feet. Shadow Lesha had the choice at the beginning of the third period. He selected neutral and very nearly an effective dresser dump by Miller to take Lesha down. But the excellent counter by Lesha got his hips down and sprawled back and was able to quickly get the 2-point takedown, take an 8-4 lead with 1 minute to go with a double leg takedown.
Lesha on top. Miller trying to get the escape. Lesha does a good job of keeping Miller on the mat, but Miller's been an active wrestler. I'll tell you, I've been impressed with this kid.
The kid's no slouch. He is going to advance to the district championship in all likelihood with a 32-8 record after a loss here to Shadow Lesha. Counting down through 40 seconds left, it's 5-8. Lesha over Miller at 103 pounds. Your championship match at the sectional in Sheraton, Iowa, at the Sheraton High School.
30 seconds to go. Lesha trying to hold on here. 8-5 lead. To get the championship at 103, we got Kevin Cochran, the coach of the Bulldogs, with us, and we'll talk with him between the matches.
Coach Cochran, don't you just love it here? These two wrestlers are going at it. There's no let up. They're just battling like warriors.
But it'd be nice. I mean, there's 12 seconds left. It'd be nice to see Shadow get a takedown here real quick and extend that lead. Just shows the ability to score and that he's never going to give up.
Here's a shot by Lesha. He's got the single leg, trying to work his bases. Now he's got the double, going for the takedown right at the edge of the mat. Gets a takedown just as Coach Cochran called it.
With 3 seconds to go, Shadow scores the takedown, is the 10-5 champion at the sectional. Albia's first champion of the 2011 sectional is Shadow Lesha at 103 pounds. How about that, Coach?
To me, right there shows a good quality wrestler is that you don't just ride out the win. He's up by three. You go in and you score points. Points.
Going for more points. And, Shadow, a lot of times we've seen him put a half Nelson in while his opponent's head was 4 feet off the mat during a takedown. And as Shadow Lesha goes over and signs his bout card, he'll be your champion for the Albia Blue Demons at 103 pounds.
Now, are we at 112 over here with the, I believe, it's...
Consolation has Bobby Belzer at 112 going against another Miller from Winterset. Short, stocky Miller. Bobby wrestled him and was beaten back in winter sets 2 weeks ago. So Miller in on a single leg. Good sprawl by Belzer. Belzer is working the front headlock now.
Just work his way back. He'll get this takedown. He's in pretty... trying to get that back leg turned over.
Belzer, if he can spin back behind, if he can get the spin, he will be able to get the takedown. I don't see Miller scoring points out of this scenario right here, Jason. Of course, could be a stalemate or go back to neutral, and that looks like what we've got. Back to neutral. Now Miller in with the front headlock and really kind of a reversal of the earlier position. Miller with the front headlock and Belzer down, and two-point takedown for Miller. Belzer finds himself down with 1 minute remaining in the first period. Consolation match at 112 pounds. It's Belzer from Albia trailing 2-0.
Just got our first championship at 103. Shadow Leshen with the championship. 10-5 decision over Miller from Winterset.
Miller from Winterset throws the leg in, extends it with a half Nelson, and Belzer is in trouble on his back.
Boy, he did a good job of bridging out of that because he was in trouble.
Yep. Three-point near fall for Miller makes it 5-0. It's Miller from Winterset over Albia's Bob Belzer.
Bobby giving up weight here this morning to wrestle at 112. Him and Anderson and Jensen all wrestling up.
Yeah, a little situation there. Coach Cocky may not be aware of our 112-pounder ill today and 119-pounder unable to get down to the required weight. So Coach Winger having to juggle his lineup today.
And you have your 25-pounder, Dalton Folkert's not here either, who's a big asset for your team most of the year.
That's what I meant to say. Instead of 12, I meant 25.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
And so these matches right here, these third and fourth place matches, even those fifth and sixth place matches, are going to be crucial for Albany to win. And if they can win by fall, get the bonus points, and really crack up that team score, so there's no doubt that anybody can catch you.
And Winterset was in Albia. We're tied at 138. Albia's got the six bonus points against the first wrestler from Winterset. But you don't want to give up any points here, you know, any bonus points to and this wrestle back.
Second period action now. Bob Belzer falls into a headlock, and he is struggling off of his back, trailing 7-0 with a minute 45 in the second period. Derek Miller, probably a brother to the 103-pounder, in control. And Bob Belzer, 103-pounder from Albia, moving up to 112. Tough loss there for Bob. Second period pin, 21 seconds into the second period.
Well, and I'll tell you what, Bobby Belzer has had an outstanding freshman year, both on the JV and the varsity action. I believe he's only had two losses all year long, Joe. That was an amazing season for Bobby Belzer.
Yep. The championship bout at 112 is Centerville's Tanner Cowan versus Tanner Pausch. So two Tanners going at it. A couple of guys that take deer hides and cow hides and turn them into leather.
Well, while we got a chance here, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to Sectional Wrestling right here on 99 or 96.7 KIC. Kevin Cockrell will join us when we come back here. I'm having quite the day, guys. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sectional Wrestling.